It's 5:30 on HPR One and time for our weekly feature, Helping Hand, putting the spotlight on organizations or events in the community that offer assistance to the disabled and other folks in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. This week we're learning about Kokua Mau, nonprofit dealing with hospice and palliative care with our guest, Jeanette Cojane of Kokua Mau. Thank you so much.
Happy to be here.
Tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
So Kokua Mau, as you mentioned, is our hospice and palliative care organization. We work with seriously ill people and their loved ones and their caregivers to think through some of the decisions that they might have to make. I find all the time that people don't understand that they should be thinking ahead, planning ahead, and having these important conversations, not only about what care they would want, but who would make decisions for them if they can't speak for themselves. We also call it advanced care planning. In Hawaii, we fortunately have a system where it doesn't have to be the next of kin. You can choose who it is that's going to be making decisions for you.
I'm not sure it has to be the next of kin anywhere, because legally you can stipulate who it is who...
Correct.
Can't.
But having disagreements with family members, which we know happens all the time...
No doubt.
That's a really good reason to have done this advanced care planning.
So there are no questions.
That's right. And an advance directive, it's something that everybody over 18 should have, that appoints an agent and talks vaguely about your wishes about mostly CPR and then artificial nutrition and hydration. But you need to find out information about that. And so, again, for us, what you should do is do your homework. Think about these things, have those conversations, and then you can begin to document them.
So everyone can benefit from what we were just talking about, which is laying out this plan. There are a lot of folks, however, they end up at the end of their life, and this stuff has not been worked out. What could be made available to help them?
So we actually have a lot of resources in our community. For instance, a lot of people misunderstand what hospice is and what hospice can do. This is a wonderful service that exists on all the islands. It's an additional level of support that can come in wherever you live, whether it's at home or a long-term care facility or another kind of a nursing home, and help you deal with emotional, physical, and spiritual suffering. And they also help with your loved ones.
Differentiate, if you can, the differences between hospice and palliative care?
It's a really good question. Palliative care is a field of medicine that helps to relieve suffering. That can be emotional, physical, spiritual suffering. So there is a team approach. There's a doctor, a nurse, a social worker, chaplain will then help the person who's facing serious illness and their team. But it's different than from hospice. Hospice is primarily provided in the home and it deals with the last 6 months of life. In this state, we actually are quite different than other places. We have 9 hospices in the whole state. And there's actually only 2 places where there's more than one agency.
So except for those instances you just pointed out, there is no choice of who's going to provide that care.
Correct. We have 1 for-profit hospice and the rest are not-for-profit hospices.
Pulsed, provider order for life-sustaining treatment. Let's talk about that and how that's different from the advanced directive.
Everybody needs an advanced directive. However, a pulsed is a medical order, and a pulsed is really for someone who would be in the last year or two of life. This medical order then will go home with somebody. If you call 911 and they come, or if somebody is transferred from one place to another, they can act on the pulsed. An advanced directive is not a medical order. It gives direction for care, but a pulsed is something that is a medical order, because without a pulsed, the EMS will do everything. A pulse can really help to make sure that you are not getting unwanted or unnecessary care.
Yeah, that's some pretty important stuff. Got to post them. You can't leave it around the house somewhere else.
Correct.
Those things, even when you have them done, if they're not visible, you could run into all the problems
that's
we're
right.
talking about.
You know, and I think people don't appreciate that it really is important to have done this paperwork and make things accessible.
It's shocking the amount of plans that you can have laid out. I mean, you think you've got the lawyers, you think you've got the documents, you think the right end-of-life stuff has been done. I hope that anyone who's out there, heaven forbid, they're incapacitated and unable to make these decisions, you really want to have them laid out now. And as you pointed out, 18 and up, it seems sadly relevant to make this solemn decision. But what are some ways folks can help you guys out?
So Kokua Mau exists because of generous organizations and individuals who are members who donate money. But the other thing that I would just challenge us all to do is to have those conversations. If you work someplace, can you invite us in for a lunch and learn? Invite us to come to the temple or the church? I think that we need to start these conversations as early as possible. and also to lean in for those people who are in the midst of a crisis and be there for you, showing up, being present, listening. For me, that would be something I would ask, is to challenge us all to have these conversations.
808-585-9977. KokuaMau.org, info@KokuaMau.org is their email address, and of course at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. I've got all this material online. Jeanette Cojane, Kokua Mau, thanks for taking time for me and for doing what you do for all these folks in need.
Happy to help.